Hey, everybody. Welcome to this bonus episode of the Comedy Northwest podcast. This is the second part of the Doug and Teresa episode. We did a fun episode that you probably listened to not too long ago, which was just me sitting down with them doing the usual interview and whatnot. But later that day, we did a show, and afterwards, we were having so much fun, we decided to just do another impromptu episode just for the fun of it, just to see what would come out. And this is it. I think that you guys will have as much fun listening as we did recording. Enjoy.
Good
like
now.
A hamster.
Did we
like
start this hamster. Podcast already?
Oh, yeah. So welcome to the special bonus extra episode with the Wyckoffs.
Ba-dum.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay.
And we are also here with George, who is currently the one making that lighter clicking sound.
What's up?
Yeah, we can all hear it. We can hear it.
You hear nothing.
You hear nothing.
Exactly. So I'm going to let you guys talk for just a couple seconds.
All right. Let's talk, George. George, I hear that you really like the trance music, but Doug is so old he does not know what trance music is. So perhaps you could explain
it
to him.
It's a type of electronic music. It's a variation of it. Like with
like dubstep?
No, dubstep is like doo, 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 wee, blah, 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 like that. And trance is more of a... like a build up, and then it'll kick in, and then it'll taper out, and then
so like acid
that's
music.
It. I'm not familiar
mushrooms.
With acid.
Close.
But could you do some for us? Could you make some trance?
Hum a few bars.
Could you do some? Give us an example of trance music.
Why don't you have the computer here? You can pull something up.
Should we Google it? Does Google know trance?
I guess we could. But then we have copyright issues if I start.
I love how you know what dubstep is, but not trance. Trance is older than dubstep. I'm so confused.
Trance music.
Or what they call Skrillex bro step.
I felt as old as I do right now. I feel really
Do you want
old.
To feel really old?
The internet is the gateway to the world.
Here's how you feel really old.
How about
old.
That?
Bring
hey,
it.
Hey, George, what year were you born?
85.
What were you doing in 85?
Oh, in 1985, I was 10 or 11.
Oh, see, that's not so bad.
That's not so bad. Yeah, I was expecting to be like... I dated a guy once, and he was born in...
So we have some backup music. This is trance.
I dated a guy once who was
you
born
have to
in...
get really, really fucked up to listen to this, and it's so good.
Yeah.
So the youngest
Anything
guy...
Anything you have to get totally fucked up on.
Right?
Who cares?
It's, so
it's good.
Good
in its own way, but when you're really fucked up, it's like times 100.
So a little bit like acid mushroom music, yeah.
We're bringing it back to his decade, the 70s, so he really can feel like he understands what you're talking about.
Now, see, I've heard of acid techno, but never music named after shrooms, like a genre of music. So what – give me an example of what you would listen to on shrooms.
You know, like the Pink Floyd or
– the Pink Floyd.
The
How
Pink
old
Floyd.
Are you?
How old are you?
Now, I feel like you
it doesn't
could,
matter.
Now, see, Pink Floyd is a bad example because Pink Floyd is what you listen to no matter what state you're in.
I guess, can I be honest?
The Eagles.
People
Eagles?
Who
okay.
are –
please, please
people,
be, can I just be honest?
Yeah, George, please, just for
just
a change. Just
for
a change.
Just
Georgie.
For
tonight.
Open up to us, George.
Be honest.
Talk to us.
Pink Floyd, you said
– Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
People always put Pink Floyd on like top 10 lists of like awesome stoner music too. That's such a fucking hack answer.
Right?
Bring it, George.
Nothing against them, but constantly going to them, it's so fucking played.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty stereotypical at this
point.
Yeah,
it's popular shit. It's just terrible.
You tell them, George.
It's the go-to.
Right. Yeah.
It is. No, for realsies, it is the go-to.
Sick of it.
Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd.
Would you ever put Weird Al under any of these categories?
He... It's always creeped
Weird
me out.
Yankovic?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's because
he's a hack.
I wouldn't go goes so far as to
say.
He's a real asshole, too. Have you ever met him? Like, worst guy in the world. Just a real, it's, oh, God.
Wow, we're ranting against poor Weird. All I think of when I think of Weird Al is my brother's kind of nerdy friends that all loved Weird Al in the early 80s.
Kind of like us right here?
Yeah.
You like, kind of like.
One of the very first concerts I went to was Weird Al's Running
I'm
with Scissors tour.
I'm not surprised.
Can we just say Weird Al, it's fucking goofy, but if you like, you know, whatever.
I mean, fine with it. I'm just saying that's what it reminds me
of. I don't give a shit.
You were born in the 80s. I was born in the 70s.
I've heard some Weird Al and, you know, whatever. I'm not into it, but if you're into it because you find it goofy or funny, and well, first I'd have a taste in your comedy, but...
How do you feel about that, right?
Hang on. But if you want to listen to it, fine. I don't give a shit. Good for you. If you like it, fine.
See, the only problem with this rant is you know that I like specifically listen to Weird Al 24/7.
It's not to you, though.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm saying, I don't. It, good for you if you like it.
No, what I'm saying is that anytime I have ever given you a ride, every single time you have ever been in my car, just out of chance, it has been Weird Al. So I know that you think that I only listen to Weird Al based on that.
No, that's just a silly, you know, idea.
This is such a transfixing conversation. I feel like I'm watching Human Emotions just break down.
Just to let you guys, let's break this down.
Yeah, there's
now
a little comedy in this drama business.
Teresa had one drink tonight, and she hasn't drank in
forever.
Six months.
So one drink, she's pretty hammered.
Yeah.
It was Malibu rum. That's not.
Yeah, she had a
George,
Malibu rum.
George, how many drinks have you had tonight?
One beer.
And you just smoked a giant bowl. So you're feeling...
We're in Colorado.
We can't
bowl
say Wheaties.
Wheaties. You can say a bowl
and then
of Wheaties.
Because the last time we had a bonus episode, we were eating vegetables.
Oh, but okay. Tonight it's a bowl
of Wheaties.
I smoked marijuana.
Oh, my gosh.
No. This is a fucking podcast. They don't know if this is real or, you know,
this
just George
a fictional
show
character.
Yeah. George isn't even real.
George is just a puppet. Voice that Ryan
can't prove shit.
I'm a really
can't
good
prove
ventriloquist.
Shit, so I'll
it's
just
amazing.
Say,
our boys
see, I'm doing the both same voices thing at the same time. Right. Yeah, it's really good.
You're the best ventriloquist I've ever heard and or seen.
All right, now listen to this rant that I'm about to do. This
Bring
is really
it.
Funny. Okay, you ready for this?
He's going to go for it. Oh, what, you're doing it as George or as yourself?
Oh, I'm doing it as George.
Okay, go Ryan as George.
So as George, I'm about to do this really good rant. Okay, ready? Go.
And rant.
About what?
It doesn't seem like it matters.
Oh, you know
how do
what?
You make his lips move?
Where are you sticking?
Where is your hand?
Where are you sticking your hand?
His hand's buried up in there.
It's nice and warm, all right? It's been
cozy.
Cold. My hands are a little cold. Warm them up.
Is this a podcast or what's going on here? Because I'm
George,
worried. I'm a little
George
concerned.
Say, George, say, your hand's cold.
I don't even know what's going on. Exactly.
Just say it.
Should we start over, perhaps? Should we start from the scratch?
Tell you what. I will start over right now. Okay, ready? Let's go again. Go ahead.
You didn't even bookmark it, though.
I feel like you're lying.
You still need to save this, but we'll start over.
It's all fresh. It's all new. No one knows that
Let's change George's name to something else. Let's call him PETA from now on.
PETA?
Or we can just go with George.
George.
Okay. Don't call George anything else.
Georgie Porgy.
Can we call you Georgie?
Curious George.
George, where did you grow up in Florida?
Curious little
monkey. You grew up in Florida?
Yeah.
What part of Florida?
Are you trying to get me to do the bit?
Because I'm not going to do the bit.
I want to know.
He's not one of those fucking hack comics that go on and just do bits.
Right?
Never.
Right?
Shut up.
Do you just do bits? Is that all you do, Doug?
It's all a bit. There's nothing real about it.
Yeah.
He's just one big bit.
There's no reality,
today.
Man.
All of him is just little bits.
I brought
bits.
The Scooby snacks, so everyone's really happy.
Yeah.
And if Doug's mom is listening to this, he means Wheaties because it makes us stronger and happier.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes, breakfast of champions.
We're all champions right now.
We are champions. I'm not as much of a champion.
How many followers do you have on your podcast that listen to this?
Thousands. There's my mom. There's George.
George is going to listen to it.
The character that doesn't exist listens to it.
George.
I listen to it.
Yeah, say it.
I've listened to it. Me yeah. away. He's a real boy. I've listened to it before, Doug. I've listened to it.
I did the little search thing when you check the information on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We have one listener in Korea.
Hey, Korea.
Which
north or south? Because that makes such a huge difference.
I think it just says Korea. Probably North Korea.
If you're listening from North Korea.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. If you're listening from North Korea, be free.
Be free.
I also have a message to North Korea.
Bring it. Bring it, George.
Keep it politically correct
truth,
now, George.
Speak the truth.
Speak your truth,
in all
George.
Seriousness, my name is George Ingalls. My deepest condolences to a... I'm not sure the title. Dear leader Kim Jong-un, my deepest condolences to you for your loss over your uncle. You know, I know it's tough. And, no, seriously.
Hang in there, buddy.
Seriously.
Your aunt needs your support. I know you can do it.
Did you hear how he had him killed?
My best wishes.
He fed him to wild dogs.
70 that's not wild, provable. Hungry that's, dogs.
That's not provable.
That's the issue that you have, whether or not it's provable. It's not that it could be true.
What's the basketball player that Rodman. Was he worried about this? He's I'm his friend. I don't care if he feeds his uncle to wild dogs and kills his ex-girlfriend.
Did you see?
It's fine.
Those are lies.
All right. Lies. He's a good man.
No, this is topical. We have to talk about this.
I love George. So, I wasn't already married to you, Doug, I might marry George.
Dennis Rodman put together a Harlem Globetrotters type basketball team.
Of course he did.
To take to North Korea and do a show around, right?
And he's friends with him.
Yeah.
They're best buddies.
So, yeah. So he put this team of black guys together.
So what's the problem? They're friends.
Of America.
What's wrong with friends hanging out, George says?
People keep saying the North Koreans, they hate Americans. They don't like Americans.
Yeah.
He's inviting Americans who he's a fan of with their team and they're going to play basketball. What's the problem with that?
It's beautiful, George. It's beautiful. Did you hear about how he killed his ex-girlfriend? And her whole family and sent them.
You know what more bullshit lies?
George wants to get a gig in North Korea so bad.
He's got something lined up already.
He's like, I just want to do some comedy in North Korea for Kim Jong-un.
There's no comedy in this. I'm completely serious.
I'm a big fan.
Look at the single tear running down poor George's face.
He has to cover it to get away from the microphone.
That's so sad, George. It's so sad. Aww. Don't talk about my dear leader this
George.
Way. Dear leader.
Dear leader.
It's okay, you know what? George.
It's all
we can all tell that you're very broken up about this.
That he is.
I didn't know that you guys had such a strong connection.
He's just a good leader.
This panel is very liberal and full of shit.
Liberal. Obamacare.
No, nothing to do with that. You don't see the side. I mean, Americans going to North Korea, they're playing basketball. Yeah. I said this before. What's his face?
Dennis Rodman.
The tall man.
He and Kim Jong-un, they're friends.
Yeah.
He said so.
Uh-huh. I think they're gay lovers.
Yeah.
There's nothing provable about that. And personally, in my opinion, I don't care. But I mean, they're going to have to sort out their own lives, whatever they're with.
Beautiful. I feel like we're coming to this beautiful space of political understanding and depth.
I'm with George, kind
yeah,
of.
He's bringing me over to the
He's got a really good point.
And frankly, North Korea and South Korea should get together. I mean,
they would make beautiful babies.
Yes, they
North
would.
And South Korea.
Yeah.
Unification. Kind of like the Civil War, but different.
I mean, North Korea is the perfect race, right?
They're the same people. They're just more superior. It has nothing to do with race, though. It's training. It's education. It's discipline.
I feel it, George.
There's nothing racial about it.
Is it just
that's me? Racial of you guys to bring it up. You guys are phonies. No, seriously.
No, seriously. George kind of looks like Kim Jong-un. Like you could be his white twinsy.
Ben's Kim Jong-un is what he is.
To be honest, I need to get a haircut, but after the Kim Jong-un, they ended up giving me the Hitler.
same thing.
Same.
It's just grown out. I just need to get a trim, so.
Georges.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I asked for the Hitler.
It looks good on him.
It does.
Honestly, the correct term is a Kurt End, but also known as the Hitler Youth.
I feel like it lends an air of superiority to your character.
Yeah.
Just the this
character. Character. This is my being.
This is who he is.
No, like your character.
And we're getting off topic about North Korea here.
We wouldn't want to get off topic.
Yeah, what the hell?
There needs to be reunification. Whoever the fuck is in, you know, South Korea needs to get on the phone, call Kim Jong-un.
Just talk about it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just talk.
What could go wrong?
If he can fucking get Dennis Rodman over there, I mean, I don't see what the big problem is.
I think we could get Dennis Rodman here in this hotel room, so
I probably
know.
Could. I could. I, you
he
know what?
My friend.
It's a Google challenge.
All right, we're going to do an auction
he
right now.
He said he don't
Who
want
can do
no
it
whoa.
In less phone calls?
He don't do whoa.
Really? For real? He
don't do whoa.
I bet I can do it in 10 phone calls.
Okay, 10. I could do it in 7 degrees of separation, so I'm going to say
what
7.
You're going to say 7?
7.
What are you guys doing?
Who can get Dennis Rodman here in less
let's
phone
not
calls?
Do that.
She says 7. Can anybody beat 7?
Let's.
George, can you do it in 6?
Do what?
Get Who Dennis Rodman to this hotel room.
I don't think anyone would answer my phone
How
call.
How
the
right fuck
now.
Could I do that? I have no money to bring him here.
No, I'm just making phone calls. No money or anything like that.
Just the 7 degrees of separation.
You can promise
what does
him
that
money.
Mean?
But whoever can do it in less phone 7? Calls.
Don't you
speak
know?
Fucking English.
That's the Kevin Bacon game.
Do you know the theory that.
Yeah.
That, I thought it was 6 degrees.
No, it's 7.
Of Kevin Bacon.
Well, no, that's the game. But it's actually 7. The theory is that everyone in the world is connected through 7 degrees of separation. Like, here, just name someone that's famous and see if I can
Tom
connect.
Cruise.
Okay, that's easy. A friend of mine is friends with Tom Cruise's former gay lover. I'm not joking.
Tom Cruise, you say?
And that's 3 degrees.
Tom Cruise.
So
Top
my
Gun.
Friend, Tom Cruise's gay lover, and Tom Cruise.
Good job.
Have fun being destroyed.
Kim Jong-un.
Everything
Kim
in life.
Jong-un.
Fucking with those Scientologist pieces of shit. You fucking. You've just signed your own death warrant with what you said. About Tom Cruise.
I think I'll be okay. I think even though there is a giant
dude,
listenership.
Those Scientologists, they don't fuck around.
Oh, that's right. Scientology is going to come down on you hard.
I know. Like, I'm going to have ooh, I hope they do. I hope they come so hard. Scientology. You bring
you
it.
You really want Scientology.
You bring it.
Actually, what they're going to do is they're going to spy on you and see what kind of porn you look at. That's what they tried to do to Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Well, I'll be okay then. Now, if they
seriously look it up.
Seriously,
you think that shit's real?
Wait, fucking... you can't prove that. You can't prove that.
Can't
Those
prove.
Are just rumors.
Is that provable?
Those are just rumors.
I can name citations.
I
not on me, but I can
like
show
AP
you
citations.
Yeah, well, Doug over here can name the facts that he knows about the death of Kim Jong-un's uncle.
Wow, he's just brought it to you. He just threw the smack
like full
down.
Circle.
No. He announced it. Nothing happened yet. Then you jump the gun and say he brought the smack. It hasn't started yet. So I want to hear it though.
What?
About what? What did
Where?
You start now, man?
You said
you
something
scared
about
him and
Jong-un's uncle. You said you know how's it.
Yeah, he got fed to dogs.
Should we Google it?
That was fucking Chinese propaganda.
Oh, so how do you know?
I have my sources.
He's inside the NSA, bitches.
I'll cite it when I get home on fucking Facebook. I'll tell you.
He's a genius till
think
Google
I'm
came out.
Shit.
I'm not saying that, George, because
you kind of... information on this podcast. I'm going to put all these
I know what I'm talking about, even though how...
We'll add the citations
right
to the written portion. This is... I feel like I've learned a lot right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I've grown as a person,
so
as
I
a
understand
human,
that George
more
is
tolerant.
Amish also.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's not true. But that's what we were told when we came.
That's what we heard.
That's what they
said.
We're
like, you're the funniest Amish comic they haven't been.
They were joking about
what?
The funny part.
Ha 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 That's what I do. I just set him up and he just spikes them down like that.
I'm from fucking Chicago originally. I grew up in Florida. I'm not fucking Amish.
Isn't that where they come from? Is that area?
What about the Amish Mafia? Are you part of the Amish Mafia?
Are you on that TV show, The Amish Mafia?
The fuck is
you
that?
You are like one of the guys.
I
don't
watch TV. I do.
Yes.
Unless it's on Netflix.
Do they have glasses? Do they wear glasses?
I think it's Discovery Channel.
It's a horrible fake reality show about the Amish. It's so bad, but it's like hate watch bad, like where I watched a whole like moon
it's not real.
Marathon. It's really not real. Like it even says like some of these events have been reenacted with like it's so fake and it's so badly at, but
it's like crack. You
but
can't
it's
look
like
away.
Crack. They're Amish mafia. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And you look like one of the guys.
I enjoy watching The Soup.
The Soup. I used to watch
George.
The Soup. Yeah.
That's how I learned.
George does as well. Shows. Does George talk about himself in third person?
No.
Oh.
I said, so does George, addressing what you two said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
That's not third person.
This just got serious. I got my tenses and whatnot mistaken.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, this is good.
All right, should we smoke some more weed then?
I mean, no.
Some more vegetables?
I'm up for it.
You have no subtlety at all.
I have to moderate this thing.
You're
going
to have to edit that out too, maybe.
I should probably skip for now, I think.
What's that? Yeah.
I think you should skip for now.
son of a...
You did not just...
All right. One of the fun things to do to fill time, especially when we're in this kind of state, is we answer the, like, Google top first date questions.
Ooh.
And we answer them.
I like this already.
Questions.
And we answer them. I was always so good at first dates. Like, I killed first dates. I just smoked all first dates. But I never got more than past the second.
Second date?
I suck at second dates. But I was so good at first dates.
Yeah, I was always really good at first dates.
I rock first dates. It's just
met and just lived together.
Pretty much. That's actually pretty accurate.
So let's see what we got here.
Does that mean you fuck on the first date? Is that your...
No. Wow. George,
well, you just said you're good on a first date.
That you could do on a first date?
No, I never did that on a first date. But I just mean
ever?
That... Never, ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
Is that like? Ever. Is that why? Is that why you said, "Hey, this
you
is
you ain't gotta lie to us. We're not judging you."
Is that why you said, "This is the end of our first date now, and this is when the second date starts now"?
Maybe that's why I can never get a third.
All right, what was the question?
It was, who has been the biggest influence in your life?
All right, I'm not gonna start with that. I think George should be the first to answer.
Who's the biggest influence in your life?
In terms of what?
Jesus Christ.
Just in general.
Yeah, your answer has to be Jesus Christ.
You mean Zeus? I'm sorry, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in Jesus Christ.
I'm an atheist. I'm an agnostic also, but Jesus Christ has the biggest impact on my life.
I feel like we're in a religious phase. Like, you're an atheist, and he's an agnostic, and then I believe in God, like, for realsies. So it's like the next step for you would be like, I'm a priest.
You're either a zealot or you're a Satanist. Which is it?
If we're going to continue the evolution.
Depends who's listening right now.
So you're basically
a
preacher.
Chicken shit.
Yeah, I'm a preacher. Yeah.
That's good. No, you, anyone, George, who, living, dead, word. Speak your truth. Who's the biggest influence on you?
In terms of comedy, Carlin.
George Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
I can see that in you. I can see the little Georgie Carlin inside you. Yeah.
Were you named after him?
No.
Your name's not Carlin?
No.
Our dog.
Obviously.
Our cat is named after George Carlin.
What? Sir George Carlin.
My last name is Ingalls.
Prince.
Your last name isn't Carlin. What's wrong with you?
From Little House on the Prairie?
I was making the obvious joke.
No. Different spelling.
Okay. So close.
So George Carlin for George. Is it because his name's George?
My father's name is George. That's why I was named George.
So you're George Jr.
or a third?
There's no junior attached because I didn't grow up with him.
The sad dad story.
I don't care. I'm indifferent to it, really.
Yeah.
You get a good sympathetic groan out of it. Use that.
Yeah.
Use that.
Yeah, and endear the crowd. We all feel a little bit sorry for you right now. We're like looking at you with empathetic eyes.
You could use that to totally get laid.
Right?
Totally.
All the time. From girls, too.
Yeah. From girls, too. I'm just looking for a father figure. From girls, too. Oh, you made George laugh. Oh.
Oh, that would totally work on like the princess daddy girls. Just be like, oh, you were daddy girl. I really never knew my father. Aww.
Let's debate you, Ryan, you fucking metrosexual. What are you fucking overcompensating for or trying to cover up?
Is that the new question to the question?
Hey, turnabout is fair play. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah, go for it. No, I don't know in my case because I dress pretty gay. So it's if I'm trying to cover something up, it's my straightness.
Mm, interesting.
My hetero.
Which we discussed anon on mic'd, how helpful that may be.
Yeah, with the ladies.
With the ladies.
Yeah, because I lure them in with like the promise of like mimosas and Sex in the City.
And going right. Shopping.
Yeah.
You look safe and
cozy.
Harmless.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a good
and
friend.
Then you break out the hetero on them and they're like, ah!
You wore me down.
I come to them distraught saying, oh my gosh, I think I'm questioning my sexuality. And I turn into a.
Let me get this straight. You use your quasi homosexual appearance to get close to chicks and play almost like the the women would be called fag hags. What would what's the reverse for him to?
Yeah, what is that, Teresa?
I don't think that exists.
He's a hag fag.
I think so. I think that's what we'd call it.
That's
yeah.
For women, but there's also an equivalent like, to that. But for
like guys,
man.
Like straight yeah. Guys that hang out with lesbians.
Oh, hang on. You guys talk while I think of that.
Are we talking about a beard?
He's going back to his quiet place.
Yes, I think so.
Like when a guy has a girlfriend to cover up the fact that he's gay, the woman is called a beard.
How would you know this?
I wouldn't.
Someone told me.
It's just something I heard.
He watches E-Entertainment television. Yeah. He watches the suits and they talk about those things.
Him and all his girlfriends discuss this.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the original question was.
The original question was...
who's the biggest influence on your life?
Besides George Carlin.
And you said George Carlin. I think it was his turn.
Yeah, okay. So, Doug, go ahead.
I said Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Answer, yeah. My mom.
Okay, aww. Yeah.
See the double sensitive.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, that works.
That works.
So Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Really? It's the most influential person?
Well, not for good or bad, but mostly for bad, I would think, yeah.
In general.
Yeah, in general.
Covers the biggest portion of your life.
Yeah, I was born and raised Mormon, and I think it's a cult, and they do some fucked up shit to kids. It's brain damage and...
Yeah.
Brainwashing.
Wow.
And
I really hope your mom doesn't listen to this.
Oh, my, she does. She'll cry.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you do.
That's okay. What you do. It's so angry.
And how about your turn now? It is. It's still from the youth.
Look at the little anger and fear in his eyes.
Let's move on.
He's just doing that to spite me. Most influential person. I was going to say Jesus Christ sincerely, but it's so cliche. But it is so cliche anyway. Like, person-wise.
Really? Let me guess. Believed with that shit? You grew up with that shit? Have it hammered into your fucking head as you're a kid growing up? Hammered into your fucking brain? And you believed it. And I don't blame you for believing it. Because that's what people do. It's a fucking cult, all of it. It's a scam.
George, and I want your money.
And I was almost brought into it, which, all right, brace yourself for an oxymoron. Christian Science.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where you can't actually go to the hospital.
Well,
because of his Amish
people
upbringing.
Always say at when you know if it's an emergency, you know they blow it off because in the back of their mind they know it's fucking horse shit.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to pray if you get hurt or something. Let me give you an example. I went to a Christian Science summer camp, and they
was Uncle Touchy there?
No, Uncle I think Touchy. I just missed him.
Did you get the Sandusky shower system? Is that what it was?
Wow. Religion to pedophilia. This is good times.
It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's all Catholic comes from church.
But yeah. Oh, here's an interesting fact that George, you might find this interesting. Why Catholic priests aren't allowed to marry. Do you know why?
Yeah. Because when they die, usually their shit goes to their wives. Mm-hmm. And the church is like, fuck you, cunts.
Yeah.
It's our shit.
So, yeah, specifically, that's
the church is a scam.
Yes, it is.
This is George Ingalls saying the church is a fucking scam.
Did you say the church?
You know,
all of it.
All churches.
All of it.
Churches.
It's a fucking. It's.
Church is 2014, actually
we got shit on the moon driving around. We have, you know, people living in space.
Mars, not the moon, though.
Mars, yes.
It's just farther, so.
Yeah.
We have people on the space station living, chilling out there.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
I swear to God we will.
There's no fucking God. It's just us.
Georgie Porgy. It's fine. We don't have to believe the same thing. Doug and I don't believe the same thing.
All right, we've all answered the question. I think it's Ryan's turn.
Ryan is your
turn. Who gives a shit if there's a God? We're masters of our fucking future.
You and Kim Jong-un.
Don't you know what? Don't get me started on him.
Right. I think it was your turn, Ryan.
Yes. Ryan? Biggest influence on my life. I'll give the cheese ball answer and probably say my dad.
Aww.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like. Okay, go ahead.
If I had to pick somebody, not like immediate family. I would have to. Ooh.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We just met.
And this is something that I've kind of wanted to work into a bit, is that I think the most influential person in the entire world has been Jim Henson.
Muppets creator.
How?
No, because he brought education.
The Muppet asshole?
Sesame Street.
Was he the most influential person in the world?
Because, first of all, the Muppet Show was a huge influence on the comedy community.
Which
as comedians,
one?
You guys watched the Muppet Show back in the day, right?
When I was a child.
Yeah. And who? Otto and George?
I watched
George?
It with my children.
Yeah. And it's absolutely hilarious.
You're so old, baby.
So old.
I love
my grandkids girl. Love that show back in the day.
So yeah. Anyway, so.
But I mean, like, just the Muppet Show is up there with like Monty Python sort of a deal when it comes
Monty
to comedy
Python.
Influence on a lot of people.
When I was in high school,
I'm not dead
I
yet.
I watched the
and then
Holy Grail.
The other influence is Sesame Street.
Wow, you really started young with the influence.
Yeah, but see, you okay over there?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Influential things?
Yeah.
It's that Malibu.
Right. Yeah.
Strong stuff.
Delicious.
Anyway, but created Sesame Street.
Yes.
And which brought education to a lot of kids that would not get education otherwise.
That's
at
true.
Such an early, early age.
Yeah.
Also giving an opportunity for like parents to like have easier babysitters to just watch that show.
Hell yeah.
Giving them the ability to work and provide for their family. The kids get an earlier education than they normally would. And since then, that's branched out into all sorts of different entertainment. And it's, I don't know, since I was like 1 year old, like Jim Henson has had an influence on my life.
That's beautiful.
Right?
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I feel like I never really got to
I think
to
that's the Malibu
mine.
Again.
Well, no, I always cry. I'm constantly crying.
Kittens on Facebook.
Yeah. Downton Abbey mainly. I cry.
How about
at
our wedding? She cried at our wedding.
I did not actually cry.
But
wedding.
She was very thankful.
She was a statue. You're welcome, by the way.
I was extremely thankful, but I did not cry. I was too happy to cry.
Do you know how to not cry through sad movies like that? You laugh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say bite your tongue.
Chop onions.
Chop
seriously.
Put your hand in your pocket and you squeeze a testicle, obviously.
I guess
you pull a pube is what you do.
And you get angry also. You look at it like, how dare you fucking try and manipulate me into having a moment an emotion. Fuck you.
Never had one before, and I will not do it now.
Who are you calling a fucking cunt?
If I feel sad about it, I'll feel sad about it. But don't.
He's so angry at nobody right now.
No, I think it's me because I'm the one that feels emotion.
He's projecting.
It's fine. I don't mind it.
Leave him alone. He didn't have a father. Okay, just leave him alone.
I have so much empathy and imagination that I get into it. The stories. And perhaps, I don't know if you three, well, Doug is, because I force him to, are the normal watchers of shows like Downton Abbey, but it's brilliant and beautiful, and it makes me cry. I don't know where we're going
with
that.
What the fuck is Downton Abbey? Is that like
Downtown Abbey?
Downtown Abbey.
Well, under the bridge.
What?
Where I live in a van.
How did I say it? How do you say it?
Downton. Downton Abbey.
What? From the BBC.
Fuck those British fruits.
How? It's so unpredictable that you would say fuck them to the British.
You know what Archie Bunker said about England? England is a fag country.
You know what? Archie Bunker said some very wise things, and we should always.
He also said some very racist shit wrong things, too.
But he said it.
But to be honest, it was funny.
What's your second question?
Another
Ryan?
One. Bring it.
I think I'm going to change this question a little bit. Reminds me of a good
You're
question.
In charge.
I think we should.
It is.
It's a little PG-13, don't you?
Yeah. What kinds of things really make you laugh? But I'd like to do a follow-up question and ask you, when have you laughed the hardest in your life?
Wow.
That's always a good story.
That's wow.
George?
I can't think of anything right now.
No? Okay, we'll come back to you. Doug? Can you think of one?
What makes you laugh, and when have you laughed the hardest?
I just a good someone who's telling a good story and gets you into it really makes me laugh. Mm. If it's a comedian or a storyteller. I had a friend who wasn't even a comedian, and it was years before I even thought about doing comedy, but the guy was such a great storyteller at work. People would gather around and just listen to him tell stories. It would be just like a comedian. You'd be like, dude, you got to get on stage. One time I had a bachelor party for my brother-in-law, and the strippers were like 3 hours late, and there's like 30 guys in this room. So he does like an hour and a half of material of just telling every story he knows. And I laughed so hard. I think everyone's stomach was hurting. When the strippers showed up, they were like in their mid-50s, and like everybody just left the room. But there was like five of us still there, like the groomsmen and whatever they are. That was a good laugh. The other Jim Gaffigan did an hour and 15 minutes, and I was just like, please stop, because that hurts.
Yeah.
When you saw him on Maui.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
For him.
Right.
George, anything yet?
What?
The hardest you've ever laughed.
What makes you laugh?
Probably something on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah? Big fan of them?
Yeah. Mainly because they have a... always have like a few comics come on, mm-hmm. like mainly New York guys, and they just sit there and they like trash each other. Or have you seen Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn?
Anyone? No.
He looks trashing each
other. That was such a great show. So
Colin Quinn is very talented.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Yeah.
So those are the sort of things I like.
Cool.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Is that one of your watches that beeped over there?
Yes, it was. Okay. Every hour on the hour.
Every hour on the hour.
It's got two on.
And it's midnight. Yay!
How much longer is this?
Happy 11th of January.
Happy 11th.
George wants to go home now.
Yeah.
Don't go yet, George.
So, Teresa, what makes you laugh? What have you laughed the hardest?
My husband, Doug, every time he's on stage, he makes me laugh so hard. I love him, and he is the funniest man I have ever seen through comedy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, is that?
No, I don't know. What? I mean, yes, no, yes, it's true. Yes, you do make me laugh. I think I think the things that make me laugh the most are not watching comedians on stage. but is always like hanging out with comedians, yeah. other comedians, especially like outside in the parking lot after, or just hanging out and just riffing off of each other. That always makes me just laugh the hardest. And then that's great because Doug and I do that constantly with each other.
Yeah.
And when he's naked, I always laugh really hard as well. But that's obviously predictable.
It's the scars.
It's the scars. The whipping scars. It just makes me laugh because I remember all the times I whipped him and I'm like, oh, that was so funny.
Wow. That's some sick and twisted shit. But we enjoy it. It's just what we do.
Yeah. Awesome.
No judging. It's all sacred in the marriage bed because we're married.
We do have a safe word.
We have a safe word. It's safe word.
It's safe word. It's the only one you can
remember. Safe word. Safe word. Safe word. Okay.
What is that from?
Oh, well, there's the safe word, the cacao from Portlandia.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we actually tried that one. We just thought we'd just take theirs for a while because we're like, well, we'll just use that one. Yeah. But it was like you couldn't remember it. And be like, it's safe word. Just safe word. Just safe word. Not that it's ever needed to
George, do you have
up.
A safe word?
For what?
When Georgie, when you have sexy times.
When you perform coitus with a woman.
Or
I haven't fucked a girl in a while.
Let's rephrase that. Have you ever had sex with her?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're building a baseline here.
I feel like I now understand.
How
the anger and
long
angst.
Ago was this? Wow.
President Bush was elected.
Was she a babysitter of yours?
No.
Okay.
Wait. You were born in what year?
H.W. Bush?
Which Bush?
G.W.
Wait. You were born in 86.
Five.
Age five.
85.
So how old are you now then?
29.
I've dated guys younger than you.
And slept with them.
Ooh.
I think the 11 years younger.
Are you
younger,
guys trying to get at something?
No. No, Georgie, no.
Trying to help a brother out.
I'm saying, you're not as young as I thought you were. I'm just saying you're not as young as I thought you were younger than you are. And then, oh, this is awkward, Georgie. Just ladies, wait. I feel like we need to say, ladies.
He's a love machine waiting to make things happen.
If you're listening right now, I'd like to talk about my friend George. George is a ladies' man. Who does not yet know it.
Do you have a profile on like any of the dating sites?
The Farmers Only,
Match.com.
JDate.
Bipolar.com.
The other mental illnesses.
No, I fucked around with a girl that had bipolar.
Oh.
She's nuts.
Would she ever go down on you? And then up, and then down.
Yeah, and then up.
And then up, and then down on you.
I'll just put it this way. She ended up getting drunk and going to a party and fucking some dude. And voila, she has a kid.
Aww.
And this was in 2009. So.
You had to break up with her then, I guess.
Sort of, yeah. Wait, not going to deal with that.
Sort of.
What's the gray area? What's the sort of part?
Oh, yeah, and that's when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
So the website...
I was always a bit off, but that sort of, like, put me over the edge.
Gotcha.
Coming up next on Dr. Phil.
What brings you over the
dun,
edge?
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. So, ladies, you heard it. George is available.
He's a handsome man.
He's a handsome devil. If I wasn't with Doug, I'd be with George.
We did find out earlier that Ryan does date women. And so do you have a safe word?
You know, I was in the shower the other day, and for some reason I set my mind
you have a safe word for
on
yourself.
Coming up with a joke about safe words. Like, for some reason I was just set on coming up with a joke. I was like, safe words, there's got to be some material there, right?
Right.
And I was like, I've heard other material, and the only thing I could come up with was that some of the basic safe words for me aren't basic, because I use them all the time in regular everyday sex. So there's basic safe words like banana, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I shout that all the time during my kind of sex, so that doesn't work for me.
Right. Get the banana, get the doesn't? Banana. Yeah. So then it just stops things.
Yes, exactly. Like, so I can't use that basic one. And the other basic one is like Nebraska or something like that. And again, with my kind of sex, I am yelling that constantly.
I'm not surprised.
Exactly.
Who doesn't?
So that's what I've come up with so far with my
safe, I like it. My safe word joke. I like where you're going with that. Yeah. I feel like that direction.
Do it in threes, though, is always the
well,
always
yeah, the that's why I need to find a third one.
A third big finish.
Yeah.
What is other safe words?
I love the comedy.
Well, he's doing, you're doing left turn already.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, and here's the question.
We don't need to dissect
this. No, like here's what it is.
Cucumber.
No, I banana, got it. Because basic safe words, like stereotypical safe words, are banana and Nebraska.
Yeah.
So then the question is, what the third one should be, oh, and the other safe word that I also can't use is midget donkey kangaroo fucker. I can't use that one either because I use that all the time during sex.
So do the bad. Dirty Sanchez donkey punch.
That's my that could be the new aristocrats joke right there. Yeah. So
what's your safe word?
So yeah, so the part that all the comedians, every time they tell it, what they can build on is whatever that third safe word is. What combination of crazy things
can
come up
right
with?
Right here, do a round robin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Really?
Let's have Teresa go first.
Oh my gosh. Can I go last?
No, we always make George go first.
That's true. Okay, so wait, I'm coming up with...
Okay, so here's the rule.
Okay, give me the
rules. Is that you have to say the entire joke. You can't use the safe word banana because you use that all the time for sex. Okay. You can't use the word Nebraska because you use that all the time in sex. And then on the third one, you have to come up with some sort of phrase of totally ridiculous, unnatural thing that you could say during sex.
Wow, this is going
to
be hard
try?
For me.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
You got one?
Do it.
Right, so I can't use the word banana.
Or Nebraska. Okay.
And I can't use the word Nebraska. And I also cannot use the word porcupine. Because I use that in sex all the time.
I like this. That's a good start.
That's a good...
imagine the porcupine.
Imagine.
Right?
Right? Well, okay, so I can't use the word banana for my safe word because I'm always yelling out banana during sex. And I can't use the word Nebraska as my safe word because it always comes up during sexy times.
Right.
So, and, you know, the other word I can't use is I went blank,
anal bludgeoning.
Don't do it for me. I hate that. It is good. And I was doing something anal and you just ruined it because now it'll be like I copied you.
I've stolen anal from you.
You stole anal from me. You stole my anal. Okay, I can't do toad licking scrotum ball cunt surfer motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, she says that all the time.
I can't do that because imagine. I say that constantly during
every time
sex.
She comes.
Every time.
Like okay, I got one.
Okay, oh, Ryan. Oh
my God. Okay.
I wish I was going last.
I can't say banana. My safe word can't be banana because I say that all the time during sex.
Yeah.
My safe word can't be Nebraska because I say that all the time during sex. I also can't use the safe word, grandma, can I please have another cookie? Because I say that all the time
so
during sex.
That's so good. I didn't know we were going in that
channel. Oh, it's whatever you want.
That is how awesome this game is.
That is.
Father, may I have another blessing?
You
I
just
can't
did
say
it.
That.
Don't write it down. That is it. You've won.
But
you can't.
That,
no.
We haven't heard George.
Yeah, George, do you have one?
Hold it. Don't forget that.
I don't even know how this game goes.
He's so stoned right now.
He's not even. He's had so much celery and
honestly,
like,
it looks
lettuce.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, you don't want to play?
You guys can play. I'll just watch.
Okay.
I don't care. Right.
That's what he said to us.
That's what he always does.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that when you guys propositioned him earlier, that's exactly what
he said. Exact
his
words. Yeah. You guys can play. I'll just watch. So I think, though, getting back to it, Ryan, that was perfect. And I don't even know if it could be approved upon.
I'd give it a try. That's the whole point.
I would go for that.
No, just write that, or something like, do it. Write it and live it.
Yes. Hand me all of that stuff over there and I'll see what I can do for you.
All right, we're taking
it. Do you guys want to take a little break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Okay, that's let's take a little break.
Drink some water.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to get cozier.
This podcast is completely derailed at this point. All right, let's go back to questions.
All right, bring it. Bring me some questions.
It doesn't work that way, dude.
Why are you going opposite?
Turn it this way now.
What are you doing?
It's making a mess. He's going to just take it out.
George!
Oh, George.
It's like watching like
George, stop touching me there.
George, like,
I need to sleep.
I need to stop touching my husband.
George, stop touching me like that. His,
no, no, square, George.
Curious George, the curious little monkey. Why is he curious?
Why is he curious,
Let's
George?
Let's go and
No,
see.
That's not my belly button, George.
Stop touching him, George.
It's like watching a monkey learn about a microphone for the first time.
It is.
The way he's playing with it. Did you finally figure it out?
Bobo can do sign language and talk to you. Is he comfy? Is he ready?
Did you get it figured out?
George.
I was getting hit how I wanted it to, you know.
We have to rearrange the entire table and take a 10-minute break.
Are we recording?
I'm
now?
Trying to.
Yeah. Yes. Are we ready? Is this thing on?
I feel so.
Is this on?
Are we going to start yet? Are we starting yet? Is it going to start?
I'd fuck her right in the pussy if that was me.
Oh, God. Did you see that video? No.
I fuck her in the pussy.
What? This
so
guy.
Fake.
You think so?
It is.
No.
It's fake.
That's what I said.
That's what I said.
Because it says Fox, but there's no affiliate with it. And that's like a fucking local thing they're trying to sell to you. It's fucking fake.
No, why are they always fake?
Because they're trying to be like a Funny or
so
Die or
funny.
Something.
I wanted to
and frankly,
real.
With Funny or Die, I think they should live up to their name and just die.
That's not funny, they die.
No, I swear it was real because the little article said that they found the girl and everything. And a whole story about her being found.
But that video was faked. It wasn't an actual newscast.
I feel like
it
you're just wrecking all
together.
My dreams tonight, George. You're just crushing them. The video was... Actually, I didn't say what the video was.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Okay, I laughed.
Even dream worlds.
Whatever. Anyway, it was a funny video where the guy was caught
was
with that.
It
was
funny,
but it was fake.
It was wrong.
It was funny, but it was fake.
It
just
was
admit
funny.
That.
I'll
say it was funny, but do you think it was real?
Well, I don't know anymore what's real. Is this real? Is this a dream or reality?
This is what's awesome about George. He is making you question everything that you believe.
I don't know what's real anymore. Is this microphone real? Am I even here? Have I been sleeping?
I don't know.
This has all been a dream. Do I even do stand-up comedy?
I don't know.
Am I just working in an office and it's my daydream? I'm so confused. George, you've made me question my reality. Does anyone have any Xanax?
Someone else has got to talk because she'll just keep talking. She won't stop.
It's
she
true.
Hates
Danny.
Yeah.
These are questions.
Actually out of Clonopin.
George, please don't pull a pharmacy out of your pocket.
I was just joking. I'm fine.
No, you would take it, though.
Well, I prescribed low doses of it. But no, I was joking. I wouldn't take it. I have anxiety. It's just because I care about what people think about me. But go on with the questions. I'm too comfortable. I started reclining on pillows, and now I become too comfortable and open.
You're going to fall asleep over there.
It's so cozy. Make a late night.
Do you? Oh, God. Okay. Next question is favorite. Ouchies. Where were we?
It was after the laugh. We really didn't do that many.
What's your
How about we focus on a topic and talk about that?
This was the topic.
Which All was right. what?
What are we doing? We're going to go to...
Let's take a commercial break.
So, while you look for the question, can I just ask this? Is any of us ever gone on a first date and asked these interview type questions where like,
I have,
yeah. Hi, nice to, really?
One of my moves, yeah.
It's a move?
Yeah.
And it works?
Yeah.
Like, who has most inspired you? And go. And they take notes?
Well, kind of like how a comedian fits jokes into everyday conversation.
Yeah.
I was fitting these into everyday conversation. When I couldn't think of anything else to say, I just ask it like a very casual, like,
so give me a casual way you'd say who has most influenced you in your life. We're on a date with Ryan, all of us, and he's asking us a casual question and tell us if we're creep. We have to tell him if we're creeped.
Pretend that out. George is your date.
Yeah, pretend that George. George is your date.
He's a beautiful.
oh, George is batting his eyes. Oh.
A lady?
All right. Show her, Gina.
Yes.
How far into the date am I?
You're like, they'll give you 2/3 of the way.
You've already
in.
Bought dinner. You're expecting at least head.
Hold okay, on. What's okay. the premise of this fucking scene?
Just all you need to know is if you're creeped out by the way he asks you the question and if you feel like you're in a job.
But remember, you're a girl.
And you're a girl.
Okay. It's not so. Too hard for you, I'm sure.
That's what
to
you
imagine.
Need.
All right,
George is like adorable.
Action
and
scene.
That's what you say at the end.
Oh, you're right.
We're starting the scene and scene.
And okay. That's not what you're right. We ended
and
it.
And action.
Go. Yeah, go.
So, George, I.
Wouldn't you tell him he has beautiful eyes yeah. or something first?
George, I. God, George. I. Okay,
get in character,
George.
George, come on.
Oh my God, he's touching his leg.
All right, George, come on.
What's the character I'm doing?
All right, you're my date. We're on a first date.
And you're a girl.
All right, okay.
And you've already been bought dinner and expected to blow him, so.
Action. A, that's not real.
The person. Yes, he bought you dinner.
Yeah,
guys
you
are
dinner.
Assholes. It's okay. True. Okay. He's not getting it.
Okay.
He's not getting
you play the girl. Ready?
He's all close.
All right, let's do
he's
it.
He's getting into character.
No, let's focus. Do okay, it. Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
All right.
And then we forgot to tell George this part where it ends in date rape.
The scene has to end in date
scene
rape.
Ends in
okay.
Date rape.
Okay. I'm crying.
He hasn't gotten laid in a while. He's okay with it.
You can't rape the willing.
Sex it time.
Oh, wait. I want to see how this plays out, Mr.
Are we going to do this or what?
Yes. Okay, here we go.
God, you're so unprofessional.
All right.
Okay, ready? And action.
So, George.
Yes.
Have you been enjoying your dinner? Looks pretty good.
Yep.
Is it good? Oh, that's good. I'm sorry. I'm just so flustered. You're just so pretty.
Oh, well, that's very kind of you to say. Yeah.
People tell me that, you know, I look more like my mom and she's very pretty. So, I mean, do people tell you look like your mom?
No, people usually tell me.
Well, character, stay in character, George.
Okay, cut.
Shit, cut.
No, but George,
I was Tourette's.
Like, George, come on.
Yeah. What was the line again?
Which one? Turn your microphone what? Back on.
You don't have to have a line.
No,
turn your microphone.
I know what the line. What was your line towards what I said? What you said that made me crack up? What was the last thing you said?
I will have to go back and listen to it.
Well, just go off the date. You can just move on.
Okay. Yeah, just go on. Go. Keep going. Get
stay
back.
In the scene. Stay
okay.
In the scene.
Stay in the scene. Come on.
No, people usually tell me I look like my father.
Oh. Oh, well.
We can edit that.
Is your father pretty influential on your life?
Yeah, a bit. He, you know, takes me out lumberjacking and hunting and, you know, camping and all that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Oh, so would you say he's the most influential person on your life?
Yes.
Bam. Question asked.
And that's how. And scene.
And scene. And that's Brian's moves.
George is still waiting
there
for the date raping.
I'm sorry. No, if you were here, you would have seen that I lunge at him.
They're actually in the other room right now.
Stop. Oh, my God. You're horrible. You just went over the line. All right. I will give that to you, Ryan. It had somewhat of game. It still felt job interviewee, but not
it was
formal.
Acting. It was
It was good. I mean, I could see it working in conversation.
I mean, the lady he had sitting across from him was just one hideous creature.
For a female.
I thought she was cute.
I thought she was cute.
Ryan, see, he was feeling it, right?
That's how amazing of an actor George is. Like, I was actually attracted to him.
I thought it was
him.
A woman.
I did.
You were in the... I could see the attraction all over. You were in
your
the moment.
Your attraction to me had nothing to do with me being an actor. It was about you being a fruit.
You liar.
You lie. You got a beard, don't you?
Oh,
he snorted.
Man, you know it's good. You know it's a good laugh.
Oh man. Shit. All right, so George wanted to find a topic that we could talk about. So I went to CNN.com.
Ooh.
And we're going to do U.S. news.
Good, because we can't do any more international.
Was this supposed to be a comedy podcast?
No, this is a news podcast.
Yeah. We're not supposed to be funny at all, actually.
We're sponsored by Victoria's
because
Secret.
We should look at like anything in the comedy world and talk about that, maybe.
Something in the comedy world?
Don't tell us what
this is,
George. You're not
a comedy podcast.
Yeah.
Ben Comedy Podcast, which it should be named.
What's something you've heard lately in the world of comedy?
That I want to talk about so I can not get booked again somewhere else.
No, I mean like Hollywood stuff.
Oh, you like know, bigger
always,
stuff.
Yeah. Nobody cares about our little local petty shit.
There is none anyway because I love everyone equally and beautifully.
Everybody is awesome.
I haven't really heard anything like lately. I don't know. This was funny. Did you hear about this? Is actually kind of brilliant. What's that comedian's name? That's really Chris D'Elia. How he did one show and Justin Bieber was there, and that show he like was nice to him and everything. To the Bieber.
Mm-hmm. The Bieber.
And then he even like then the Bieber tweeted about how he thought he was funny and. Chris D'Elia went on like what show? Some late night show.
Conan.
I was thinking it was Conan, and he was like, you know, it was nice to the Bieber, and was excited, seemingly excited about the Bieber being a fan of his. Mm-hmm. And then a couple nights later, the Bieber came back to the Laugh Factory. This was at the Laugh Factory, and Chris D'Elia pulled him on stage. So at this point, Biebs is all warmed up to be like. And then he just called him out for a bunch of shit and just ripped him a new one and was just called him out on just a bunch of like being a little whiny boy and just threw him down. And I think all Justin Bieber could say was like, I fuck girls. I do. I think that's all I heard he said. And he like stormed, it got sad and went off stage. So I thought it was kind of hilarious because I feel like Chris D'Elia, this was his end game. Like he played the long con kind of, you know what I mean? And I warmed my heart.
Wow.
I was like, I respect you. Because I was watching Chris D'Elia do the thing on Conan, and I was like, it's kind of weird and pandery, and I don't know. This is weird. Why? 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 Why is he even? Why? I guess it's kind of funny that Justin Bieber tweeted about him. So then it was like, I felt it. Like, it was like when I read the whole story, I just got goosebumps onto goosebumps, and I was like, all right, Chris D'Elia, I kind of like you a little bit.
Yeah, you would have to play the long con to do that, go to that extent.
Yeah, and I've been playing the long con. For a long time with Doug, actually. Right. It's been about 2.5 years now.
She's actually a man and she's been hiding it this whole time.
I'm really good.
She really knows how to tuck it away.
I'm like, it's not a penis, it's just a really large clitoris.
I just can't figure out why she has no anus.
Because it's not. No, actually, that's not the con. I'm not really a man. I'm just not really a comedian. I'm doing an expose on comedy.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's all a character.
It's all a character to bring him down.
You're doing a bit right now.
It's an act.
It's an act. For the last 2 years. It's the long con, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's kind of a. What's that one guy? The really famous comedian that did the really long. That. Was dead and then
Andy
just
Cop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really bad of me.
That's what I was just thinking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
Asshole that tried to do that psychic surgery shit in the fucking South America.
Yeah. That's the one thing you remember about him.
That knew you was a weirdo. He's like staging fights on fucking Letterman.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not too familiar with his bullshit.
Well, you were like. You're so young that you weren't born, like on probably the 10th anniversary of his death. You still were yet to be born. So it's understandable. Probably. I think he was kind of brilliant in his way of like.
Oh, yeah.
Creating stuff.
Any topics in there yet, right?
We're talking about comedy.
Yeah.
I know he was supposed to look up a U.S. news topic or something.
I was.
But then he was convinced that we talked about comedy.
You told a great story on the topic. And it kind of is.
You don't have any stories about comedy?
No, I don't know anything about it.
Nothing going on in the comedy world.
Have either of you seen the documentary Looking for Lenny on Netflix?
No.
It's really good. It's about Lenny Bruce and how the government kept going after him about obscenities and talking about his trial and shit. And they're... relate it a bit with some of the shit that's going on today.
We should watch it. We'll cue it.
Mm-hmm.
We like the Netflix.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty much all we watch is Netflix. Sometimes we'll watch something on the Hulu. It's a current television show, but Downton Abbey.
For Hulu.
You do for the Hulu that you can watch on the Xbox, which is what we do. We also do a lot of illegal downloading. I mean, I'm just kidding, federal government. But I wasn't joking, I would say that we do. Mainly some stuff that we can get for free to watch online, like Downton Abbey, as I've referred to before. But I don't want to wait, so I illegally download it. You look at me disappointed right now.
I think sometimes you feel like you have to do all the talking, and then you may say things too much. So I'm going to say I've never illegally downloaded anything. Sometimes I've viewed it on accident because my wife has downloaded it. If anyone's listening, other than that.
And I also... You just talked a few minutes ago. I'm smoking weed. I'm not afraid.
It's legal in Colorado.
Which is where we are.
It's not legal to download anything anywhere illegally.
I'm so confused. Where are we? What's going on?
All right. So here's something.
Goofy or funny. First I'd have a taste in your comedy, but...
How do you feel about that,
if
Ryan?
Hang on. But if you want to listen to it, fine. I don't give a shit. Good for you. If you like it, fine.
See, the only problem with this rant is you know that I specifically listen to Weird Al 24/7.
It's not to you, though.
Yeah, but you know.
I'm saying, good for you if you like it.
No, what I'm saying is that anytime I have ever given you a ride, every single time you've ever been in my car, just out of chance, it has been Weird Al. So I know that you think that I only listen to Weird Al based on that.
No, that's just a silly, idea.
This is such a transfixing conversation. I feel like I'm watching Human Emotions just break down.
Just to let you guys know, let's break this down.
Yeah, there's
now.
A little comedy in this drama business.
Teresa had one drink tonight, and she hasn't drank in...
forever.
6 months.
So one drink. Yeah. She's pretty hammered.
Yeah.
It was Malibu rum. That's not...
Yeah, she had a
George,
Malibu rum.
George, how many drinks have you had tonight?
One beer.
And you just smoked a giant bowl. So you're feeling...
We're in Colorado.
We can't
bowl
say Wheaties.
Wheaties. You can say a bowl
and then
of Wheaties.
Because the last time we had a bonus episode, we were eating vegetables.
Oh, but okay. Tonight it's a bowl
tonight's
of
Wheaties.
I smoked marijuana.
Oh my God.
No. This is a fucking podcast. They don't know if this is real or, you know, this just George,
a
bit. Or
the fictional show. Character. Yeah. Wink,
George isn't even real.
George is just the voice that rides.
I'm a ventriloquist.
Can't prove shit.
I'm a
you
really good ventriloquist.
Shit, so I'll
it's amazing.
Say, sure.
Our boy,
I'm doing the both same thing at the same time. Right. Yeah, it's really good.
You're the best ventriloquist I've ever heard and or seen.
All right, now listen to this rant that I'm about to do. This
Bring
is really
it.
Funny. Okay, you ready for this?
He's going to go for it. Oh, what, you're doing it as George or as yourself?
Oh, I'm doing it as George.
Okay, go Ryan as George.
So as George, I'm about to do this really good rant. Okay, ready? Go.
And rant.
About what?
It doesn't seem like it matters.
Oh, you know
how
what?
Do you make his lips move?
Where are you sticking
Where is your hand?
Where are you sticking your hand?
His hand's buried up in there.
It's nice and warm, all right? It's been
cozy.
Cold. My hands are a little cold. Warm them up.
Ooh, is this a podcast cold. Or what's going on here? Because I'm worried. I'm a little concerned.
George, say, your hand's cold.
I don't even know what's going on.
Exactly. Just say it.
Should we start over, perhaps? Should we start from the scratch?
Yeah, tell you what. I will start over right now. Okay, ready? Let's
ready.
Go again.
Starting
go ahead.
Over. You didn't even bookmark it, though.
I feel like you're lying.
You still need to save this, but we'll start over.
We'll start. It's all fresh. It's all new. No one knows that
Let's
he
change
was...
Let's change George's name to something else. Let's call him PETA from now on.
PETA?
But we can just go with George.
Okay. George.
Don't call George anything else.
Georgie Porgy.
Can we call you Georgie?
Curious George.
George, you grew up in
curious little
you grew up
monkey.
In Florida?
Yeah.
What part of Florida?
Are you trying to get me to do the bit?
Because I'm not going to do the bit.
I want to know.
He's not one of those fucking hack comics that go on and just do bits.
Right? Right?
Never.
Right?
Shut up.
Shut up.
Do you just do bits? Is that all you do, Doug?
It's all a bit. There's nothing real about it.
Yeah.
He's just one big
we wrote
bit.
There's no reality,
today.
Man.
All of him is just little bits.
I brought
bits.
The Scooby snacks, so everyone's really happy.
Yeah.
And if Doug's mom is listening to this, he means Wheaties because it makes us stronger and happier.
Breakfast of champions.
Yes, breakfast of champions.
We're all champions right now.
We are champions. I'm not as much of a champion.
How many followers do you have on your podcast that listen to this?
Well, there's
thousands.
There's my mom. There's George.
George is going to listen to it.
The character that doesn't exist listens to it.
George.
I listen to it.
Yeah, say it.
I've listened to it. Me
He's
away.
A real boy.
I've listened to it before, Doug. I've listened
we,
to it.
I did the little search thing when you check the information on your podcast.
Oh, yeah.
We have one listener in Korea.
Hey, Korea.
Which
north or south? Because that makes such a huge difference.
It just says, I think it just says Korea. Probably North Korea.
If you're listening from North Korea.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. If you're listening from North Korea, be free.
I also have a message to North Korea.
Bring it. George.
Keep it politically
speak
correct
truth,
now,
George.
George.
Speak the truth.
Speak your truth,
in all
George.
Seriousness, my name is George Ingalls. My deepest condolences to a... I'm not sure the title. Dear leader Kim Jong-un, my deepest condolences to you for your loss over your uncle. You know, I know it's tough. And, no, seriously.
Hang in there, buddy.
Seriously.
Hang in there.
Your aunt needs your support. I know you can do it.
Did you hear how he had him killed?
My best wishes.
He fed him to wild dogs.
70
that's not
wild,
provable.
Hungry
that's,
dogs.
That's not provable.
That's not provable. That's the issue that you have, whether or not it's provable. It's not that it could be true.
Wait, what's the basketball player that
Rodman.
Was – was he worried about this? He's
my
I'm
God.
His friend. I don't care if he feeds his uncle to wild dogs and
did
kills his ex-girlfriend.
Did you see
– It's fine.
Those are lies.
All right.
Lies. He's a good man.
No, this is topical. We have to talk about this.
I love George. So, if I wasn't already married to you, Doug, I might marry George.
Dennis Rodman put together a Harlem Globetrotters type basketball team.
Of course he did.
To take to North Korea and do a show around, right?
And he's friends with him.
Yeah.
They're best buddies.
So, yeah. So he put this team of black guys together.
So what's the problem? They're friends.
Of America.
What's wrong with friends hanging out, George?
People keep saying the North Korean fans. They hate Americans. They don't like Americans.
Yeah.
He's inviting Americans who he's a fan of with their team, and they're going to play basketball. What's the problem with that?
It's beautiful, George. It's beautiful. Did you hear about how he killed his ex-girlfriend and her whole family and sent them?
You know what? More bullshit lies.
George wants to get a gig in North Korea so bad.
He's got something lined up already.
He's like, I just want to do some comedy in North Korea for Kim Jong-un.
There's no comedy in this. I'm completely serious.
I'm a big fan.
Look at the single tear running down poor George's face.
He has to cover it to get away from the microphone.
That's so sad, George. It's so sad. Aww. Don't talk about my dear leader this way. Dear leader.
Dear leader.
It's okay,
you know what?
George.
It's all we can all tell that you're very broken up about this.
The tears.
I didn't know that you guys had such a strong connection.
He's just a good leader.
This panel is very liberal and full of shit.
Liberal. Obamacare.
No, nothing to do with that. You don't see the side. I mean, Americans going to North Korea, they're playing basketball. I said this before. What's his face?
Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman.
The tall man.
He and Kim Jong-un, they're friends.
Yeah.
He said so.
Uh-huh. I think they're gay lovers.
Yeah.
There's nothing provable about that. And personally, in my opinion, I don't care. But I mean, they're going to have to sort out their own lives, whatever they're with.
This is beautiful. I feel like we're coming to this beautiful space of political understanding and depth.
I'm with George, kind
yeah,
of.
He's bringing me over to the other side.
He's got a really good point.
And frankly, North Korea and South Korea should get together. I mean,
they would make beautiful babies.
Yes, they
North
would.
And South Korea.
Yeah.
Unification. Kind of like the Civil War, but different.
I mean, North Korea is the perfect race, right?
They're the same people. They're just more superior. It has nothing to do with race, though. It's training. It's education. It's discipline.
I feel it, George.
There's nothing racial about it.
Is it just
that's racial of you guys to bring it up. You guys are phonies. No, seriously.
No, seriously. George kind of looks like Kim Jong-un. Like you could be his white twinsy.
Ben's Kim Jong-un is what he is.
To be honest, I need to get a haircut, but after Kim Jong-un, they ended up giving me the Hitler.
same thing.
Same.
It's just grown out. I just need to get a trim, so.
George's.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. I asked for the Hitler.
It looks good on him.
It does.
Honestly, the correct term is a Kurt End, but also known as the Hitler Youth.
I feel like it lends an air of superiority to your character.
Yeah.
Just this
character. Character. This is my being.
This is who he is.
No, like your character.
And we're getting off topic about North Korea here.
We wouldn't want to get off topic.
Yeah, what the hell?
Needs to be reunification. Whether the fuck is in, you know, South Korea, needs to get on the phone, call Kim Jong-un.
Just talk about it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Just talk.
What could go wrong?
If he can fucking get Dennis Rodman over there, I mean, I don't see what the big problem is.
I think we could get Dennis Rodman here in this hotel room. So
I probably
know.
Could. I could.
You
know what?
My friend.
It's a Google challenge.
All right, we're going to do an auction
he
right now.
He said he don't
who
want
can do
no
it
whoa.
In less phone calls.
He don't do whoa.
Really? For real?
Don't do whoa.
I bet I can do it in 10 phone calls.
Okay, 10. I could do it in 7 degrees of separation. So I'm going to say
what
7.
You're going to say 7?
7.
What are you guys doing?
Who can get Dennis Rodman here in less phone calls?
Let's not do that.
She says 7. Can anybody beat 7?
Let's.
George, can you do it in 6?
Do what?
Get Dennis Rodman to this hotel room.
I don't think anyone would answer my phone call.
How the fuck could I do that? I have no money to bring him here.
No, I'm just making phone calls. No money or anything like that.
Just the 7 degrees of separation.
You can promise him money.
What does that mean?
But whoever can do it in less phone calls.
Don't you
speak fucking English.
That's the Kevin Bacon game.
Do you know the theory that...
Yeah.
That was 6 degrees.
No, it's 7.
Of Kevin Bacon.
Well, no, that's the game. But it's actually 7. The theory is that everyone in the world is connected through 7 degrees of separation. Just name someone that's famous and see if I can
connect. Tom Cruise.
Okay, that's easy. A friend of mine is friends with Tom Cruise's former gay lover. I'm not joking.
Tom Cruise, you say?
And that's 3 degrees. So my friend, Tom Cruise's gay lover, and Tom Cruise.
Good job.
Have fun being destroyed.
Kim Jong-un.
Everything
Kim
alike.
Jong-un.
Fucking with those Scientologist pieces of shit. You fucking you've just signed your own death warrant with what you said about Tom Cruise.
I think I'll be okay. I think even though there's a giant listenership.
Those Scientologists, they don't fuck around.
Oh, that's right. Scientology's going to come down on you hard.
I know. I'm going to have... Ooh, I hope they do. I hope they come so hard. Scientology. You really want Scientology to come.
Actually, what they're going to do is they're going to spy on you and see what kind of porn you look at. That's what they tried to do to Trey Parker and Matt Stone.
Well, I'll be okay then. Now, if they
seriously look it up,
seriously,
you think that shit's real?
Wait, you can't prove that. You can't prove that. Those are just rumors.
Is that provable?
Those are just rumors.
I can name citations. Not on me, but I can
like
show
AP
you online.
Citations?
Yeah, well, Doug over here can name the facts that he knows about the death of Kim Jong-un's uncle.
Wow, he's just brought it to you. He just threw the smack
down. That's a full
circle.
No. He announced it. Nothing happened yet. Then you jump the gun and say, he brought the smack. It hasn't started yet, so I want to hear it, though.
What?
About what? What did you start now, man?
You said you something about Kim Jong-un's uncle. You said you know how's it.
Yeah, he got fed to dogs.
Should we Google it?
That was fucking Chinese propaganda.
Oh, so how do you know?
I have my sources.
He's inside the NSA, bitches.
I'll cite it when I get home on fucking Facebook. I'll tell you.
He's a genius till Google came out.
Full of shit.
I'm not saying that, George, because
you information
kind
of, on this podcast. I'm going to put all these.
I know what
in
I'm
there.
Talking about, even though how
we'll add the citations
right
to the written portion. This is. I feel like I've learned a lot right now.
Yeah.
I feel like I've grown as a person.
So
as
I
a
understand
human,
that George
more
is
tolerant.
Amish also.
Yeah.
That's not true.
That's not true. But that's what we were told when we came.
That's what we heard.
That's what
they
said.
We're like, you're the funniest Amish comic they have at Bend.
They were joking about
what?
The funny part.
That's what I do. I just set him up and he just spikes them down like that.
I'm from fucking Chicago originally. I grew up in Florida. I'm not fucking Amish.
Isn't that where they come from? Is that area?
What about the Amish Mafia? Are you part of the Amish Mafia?
Are you on that TV show, The Amish Mafia?
The fuck is
you
that?
You are like, you actually look
actually
like one of the guys.
I don't watch TV.
I do.
Yes.
Unless it's on Netflix.
Do they
or
have
something.
Glasses? Do they wear glasses?
I think it's Discovery Channel.
It's a horrible fake reality
Netflix.
Show about the Amish.
So bad.
It's so bad, but it's like hate watch bad, like where I watched a whole marathon.
Oh,
it's really not real. Like it even says like some of these events have been reenacted. With like, it's so fake and it's so badly at, but
it's like crack. You
but
can't
it's
look
like
away.
Crack. They're Amish mafia. It's beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And you look like one of the guys.
I enjoy watching The Soup.
The Soup.
So
I used to watch
George.
The Soup. Yeah.
That's how I learned.
George
about all
does
these
as well.
Shows.
Do you talk? Does George talk about himself in third person?
No.
Oh.
I said so. Does George addressing what you two say?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. That's not third person.
This just got serious. I got my tenses and whatnot mistaken.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, this is good.
All right, should we smoke some more weed then?
I mean, no.
Some more vegetables?
I'm up for it.
You have no subtlety at all.
I have to moderate this thing. So
you're
going
to have to edit that out too,
Ryan,
maybe.
You should probably skip for now, I think.
What's that? Yeah.
I think you should skip for now.
son of a.
You did not just.
All right. One of the fun things to do to fill time, especially when we're in this kind of state, is we answer the, like, Google top first date questions.
Ooh.
And we answer them.
I like this already.
Questions.
And we answer them. I was always so good at first dates. Like, I killed first dates. I just smoked all first dates. But I never got more than past the second.
All right. Second date?
I suck at second dates. But I was so good at first dates.
Yeah, I was always really good at first dates.
I rock first dates. Yeah. It's just
met and just lived together.
Pretty much. That's actually pretty accurate. We instantly spent 24/7.
First, let's see.
Is it going?
15 great first date questions.
All right.
This one comes from eHarmony.com. So let's see what we got here.
Does that mean you fuck on the first date? Is that your...
No. Wow. George,
well, you just said you're good on a first date.
That you could do on a first date?
No, I never did that on a first date. Uh-huh. But I just mean ever? That... Never, ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
Is that like ever, is that why is that why you said, hey, this
you
is
ain't gotta lie to us, we're not judging you.
Is that why you said this is the end of our first date now and this is when the second date starts now?
Maybe that's why I can never get a third.
All right, what was the question?
It was, who has been the biggest influence in your life?
All right, I'm not gonna start with that. I think George should be the first to answer.
Who's the biggest influence in your life?
In terms of what?
Jesus Christ.
Just in general.
Yeah, your answer has to be Jesus Christ.
You mean Zeus? I'm sorry, I'm an atheist. I don't believe in Jesus Christ.
I'm an atheist. I'm an agnostic also, but Jesus Christ has the biggest impact on my life.
I feel like we're in a religious phase. Like, you're an atheist, and he's an agnostic, and then I believe in God, like, for realsies. So it's like the next step for you would be like, I'm a priest.
You're either a zealot or you're a Satanist. Which is it?
If we're going to continue the evolution.
Depends who's listening right now.
So you're basically a preacher.
It's chicken shit.
Yeah, I'm a preacher. Yeah.
That's good. No, you, anyone, George, who, living, dead, speak your truth. Who's the biggest influence on you?
In terms of comedy, Carlin.
George Carlin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good choice.
I can see that in you. I can see the little Georgie Carlin inside you. Yeah.
Were you named after him?
No.
Your name's not Carlin?
No.
Our dog.
Obviously.
No, our cat is named after George Carlin.
Sir George Carlin.
My last name is Ingalls.
Prince.
Your last name isn't Carlin. What's wrong with you?
From Little House on the Prairie?
I was making the obvious joke. No.
Different spelling.
Okay. So close.
So George Carlin for George. Is it because his name's George?
My father's name is George. That's why I was named George.
So you're, George Jr.
or a third?
There's no junior attached because I didn't grow up with him.
The sad dad story.
I don't care. I'm indifferent to it, really.
Yeah.
You get a good sympathetic groan out of it. Use that.
Yeah.
Use that.
Yeah, and endear the crowd. We all feel a little bit sorry for you right now. We're like looking at you with empathetic eyes.
You could use that to totally get laid.
Right?
Totally.
All the time. From girls, too.
Yeah. From girls, too. I'm just looking for a father figure. From girls, too. Oh, you made George laugh. Oh.
Oh, that would totally work on like the princess daddy girls. Just be like, oh, you were daddy girl. I really never knew my father. Aww.
Let's talk about you, Ryan, you fucking metrosexual. What are you fucking overcompensating for or trying to cover up?
Is that the new question to the question?
Hey, turnabout is fair play. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. Yeah, go for it. No, I don't know in my case because I dress pretty gay. So it's, if I'm trying to cover something up, it's my straightness.
Interesting.
My hetero.
Which we discussed anon on mic'd, how helpful that may be.
Yeah, your, with the ladies.
With the ladies.
Yeah, because I lure them in with like the promise of like mimosas and Sex in the City.
And going shopping.
Yeah.
You look safe and
cozy.
And harmless.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a good
friend.
And
then you break out the hetero on them and they're like,
you wore me down.
I come to them distraught saying, oh my gosh, I think I'm questioning my sexuality. And I turn into a...
Let me get this straight. You use your quasi-homosexual appearance to get close to chicks and play almost like the...
Well, the women would be called fag hags. What would what's the reverse for him to?
Yeah, what is that, Teresa?
I don't think that exists.
He's a hag fag.
I think so. I think that's what we'd call it.
That's
yeah.
for women, but there's also an equivalent like, to that. But for
like guys, man. Like straight yeah. guys that hang out with lesbians.
Oh, hang on, you guys talk while I think of that.
Are we talking about a beard?
He's going back to his quiet place.
Yes, I think so.
Like when a guy has a girlfriend to cover up the fact that he's gay, the woman is called a beard.
How would you know this?
I wouldn't.
Someone told me.
It's just something I heard.
He watches E-Entertainment television. Yeah. He watches his suit and they talk about those things.
Him and all his girlfriends discuss this.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the original question was.
The original question was...
who's the biggest influence on your life?
Besides George Carlin.
And you said George Carlin. I think it was his turn.
Yeah, he okay. So, Doug, go ahead.
I said Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Cornball answer, yeah. My mom.
Okay, aww. Yeah.
See the double sensitive.
I don't know.
Yeah. No, that works.
That works.
So, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Really? It's the most influential person?
Well, not for good or bad, but mostly for bad, I would think, yeah.
In general.
Yeah, in general.
Covers the biggest portion of real life.
Yeah, I was born and raised Mormon, and I think it's a cult, and they do some fucked up shit to kids. It's brain damage and
yeah.
brainwashing. Wow. And
I really hope your mom doesn't listen to this.
Oh, she does. She'll cry.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what you do.
Okay. That's what you do. So angry.
And how about your turn now?
Pumpkin.
It is. It's still from the youth.
Look at the little anger and fear in his eyes.
Let's move on.
He's yeah. just doing that to spite me. Most influential person... I was going to say Jesus Christ sincerely, but it's so cliche. But it is so cliche anyway. Like, person-wise.
Really? Let me guess. You believed with that shit? You grew up with that shit? Have it hammered into your fucking head as you're a kid growing up? Hammered into your fucking brain? And you believed it. And I don't blame you for believing it. Because that's what people do. It's a fucking cult, all of it. It's a scam.
George, and I was money.
And I was almost brought into it, which, all right, brace yourself for an oxymoron, Christian Science.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where you can't actually go to the hospital.
Well,
because it was Amish.
People
upbringing.
Always say at when you know if it's an emergency, you know they blow it off because it, in the back of their mind they know it's fucking horse shit.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to pray if you know get hurt or something. Let me give you an example. I went to a Christian Science summer camp, and they
was Uncle Touchy there.
No, Michael I think Touchy. I just missed him.
Did you get the Sandusky shower system? Is that what it was?
Wow. Religion to pedophilia. This is
it's
good.
It's the
times.
Same.
Yeah,
it's all Catholic the, church.
But yeah. Oh, here's a little interesting fact that George, you might find this interesting. Why Catholic priests aren't allowed to marry? Do you know why?
Yeah. Because when they die, usually their shit goes to their wives, mm-hmm. and the church is like, "Fuck you, cunts."
Yeah,
it's our shit.
So yeah, specifically, that's
the church is a scam.
Yes, it is.
This is George Ingalls saying the church is a fucking scam.
Did you say the church?
You know,
all of it. Is,
all churches.
All of it.
Churches.
It's a general. Fucking. It's.
Church 2014, is
we got shit on the moon artist. Driving around. We have, you know, people living in
Mars,
space.
Mars, not the moon, though.
Mars, yes.
It's just farther, so.
Yeah.
We have people on the
Ryan
space station living, chilling out there.
Yes, we will.
Yes.
I swear to God, we will.
There's no God. Fucking God. It's just aww. Us.
Georgie, poor G. It's fine. We don't have to believe the same thing. Doug and I don't believe the same thing.
All right, we've
it's
all fine. Answered the question. I think it's Ryan's
Ryan
turn.
Is your
who
turn.
Gives a shit if there's a God? We're masters of our fucking future.
You and Kim Jong-un.
Don't you? You know what? Don't get me started on him.
Ryan, I think it was your turn, Ryan.
Yes. Biggest influence on my life. I mean, I'll give the cheeseball answer and probably say my dad. Thank you.
I feel like. Okay, go ahead.
If I had to pick somebody, not like immediate family, I would have to. Ooh.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We just met.
And this is something that I've kind of wanted to work into a bit, is that I think the most influential person in the entire world has been Jim Henson.
Muppets creator.
How?
No, because he brought education.
The Muppet asshole?
Sesame
How?
Street. Sesame
How
Street.
Is he the most influential person in the world?
Because, first of all, the Muppet Show was a huge influence on the comedy community.
Which
as comedians,
one?
You guys watched the Muppet Show back in the day, right?
When I was a child.
Yeah. And who? Otto and
I watched
George?
It with my children.
Yeah. And it's absolutely hilarious.
You're so old, baby.
So old. I love my grandkids girl. Love that show back in the day.
So yeah. Anyway, so.
But I mean, like, just the Muppet Show is up there with like Monty Python sort of a deal.
Oh,
when
I
it comes
love
to comedy
Monty
influence
Python.
On a lot of people.
I just, when I was in high
I'm
school,
I'm not dead
I
yet.
I watched the
and then
Holy Grail.
The other influence is Sesame Street.
Wow, you really started young with the influence.
Yeah, but see, you okay over there?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah. Influential things?
Yeah.
It's that Malibu.
Right.
Yeah. Strong stuff.
Delicious.
Anyway, but created Sesame Street.
Yes.
And which brought education to a lot of kids that would not get education otherwise.
That's
at
true.
Such an early, early age.
Yeah.
Also giving an opportunity for like parents to like have easier babysitters to just watch that show.
Oh, yeah.
Giving them the ability to work and provide for their family. The kids get an earlier education than they normally would. And since then, that's branched out into all sorts of different entertainment. And it's, I don't know, since I was like 1 year old, like Jim Henson has had an influence on my life.
That's beautiful.
Right?
I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
I feel like I never really got to
I think
to
that's the Malibu
mine.
Again.
Well, no, I always cry. I'm constantly crying.
Kittens on Facebook. Yeah.
Downton Abbey mainly. I cry.
How about
every...
our wedding? She cried our wedding.
I did not actually cry.
But she was very thankful.
She was a statue. You're welcome, by the way.
I was extremely thankful, but I did not cry. I was too happy to cry.
Do you know how to not cry through sad movies like that? You laugh.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say bite your tongue.
Chop onions.
Chop
onions.
Seriously.
Put your hand in your pocket and you squeeze a testicle, obviously.
I guess you pull a pube is what you do.
And you get angry also. You look at it like, how dare you fucking try and manipulate me into having an emotion? Fuck you.
Never had one before, and I will
cunt.
Not do it now.
Who are you calling a fucking cunt?
If I feel sad about
people
it,
making
I'll
you
feel
emotion.
Sad about it. But
yeah.
don't.
He's so angry at
fucking,
nobody right now.
No, I think it's me because I'm the one that feels emotion.
He's projecting.
It's fine. I don't mind it. I
leave
like
him
it.
Alone.
Don't
he didn't
force
have a father,
to.
Okay? Just leave him alone.
I have so much empathy and imagination that I get into it, the stories. Yeah. And perhaps, I don't know if you three, well, Doug is because I force him to, are the normal watchers of shows like Downton Abbey. But it's brilliant and beautiful, and it makes me cry. I don't know where we're going
what
with that.
What the fuck is Downtown Abbey? Is that like
Downtown Abbey?
Downtown Abbey.
Well, it's, under the bridge.
What?
Where I live in a van.
How did I say it? How do you say it?
Downton. Downton Abbey.
What? From the BBC.
Fuck those British fruits.
How?
It's
so unpredictable that you would say fuck them to the British.
You know what Archie Bunker said about England? England is a fag country.
You know what? Archie Bunker said some very wise things, and we should all.
He also said some very racist shit wrong things, too.
But he said it,
but to
so
be honest, it was
true.
Funny.
It was funny.
Right.
What's your second question?
Another
Ryan?
One. Bring it.
I think I'm going to change this question a little bit. Reminds me of a good
You're
question.
In charge.
I think we should.
It is.
It's a little PG-13, don't you think?
Yeah. What kinds of things really make you laugh? But I'd like to do a follow-up question and ask you, when have you laughed the hardest in your life?
Wow.
That's always a good story.
That's, wow.
George?
I can't think of anything right now.
No? Okay, we'll come back to you. Doug? Can you think of one?
What makes you laugh and when have you laughed the hardest?
I'm just a good, someone who's telling a good story and gets you into it, really makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. If it's a comedian or a storyteller. I had a friend who wasn't even a comedian, and it was years before I even thought about doing comedy, but the guy was such a great storyteller at work. People would gather around and just listen to him tell stories. It would be just like a comedian. You'd be like, dude, you got to get on stage. One time I had a bachelor party for my brother-in-law, and the strippers were like 3 hours late, and there's like 30 guys in this room. So he does like an hour and a half of material of just telling every story he knows. And I laughed so hard. I think everyone's stomach was hurting. When the strippers showed up, they were like in their mid-50s, and like everybody just left the room. But there was like five of us still there, like the groomsmen and whatever they are. That was a good laugh. The other Jim Gaffigan did an hour and 15 minutes, and I was just like, please stop, because that hurts.
Yeah.
When you saw him on Maui.
Yeah, it's just incredible.
For him.
Right.
George, anything yet?
About what?
The hardest you've ever laughed.
What makes you laugh?
Probably something on Opie and Anthony.
Yeah? Big fan of them?
Yeah. Mainly because they have a... always have like a few comics come on, mm-hmm. like mainly New York guys, and they just sit there and they like trash each other. Or have you seen Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn?
Anyone? No.
He looks trashing each
other. That was such a great show. So
Colin Quinn is very talented.
Yeah.
Super funny.
Yeah.
So those are the sort of things I like.
Cool.
Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Is that one of your watches that beeped over there?
Yes, it was. Okay. Every hour on the hour.
Every hour on the hour.
It's got two on.
And it's midnight. Yay!
How much longer is this?
Happy 11th of January.
Happy 11th.
George wants to go home now.
Yeah.
Don't go yet, George.
So, Teresa, what makes you laugh? What have you laughed the hardest?
My husband, Doug, every time he's on stage, he makes me laugh so hard. I love him, and he is the funniest man I have ever seen through comedy.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, is that?
No, I don't know. What? I mean, yes, no, yes, it's true. Yes, you do make me laugh. I think I think the things that make me laugh the most are not watching comedians on stage, but is always like hanging out with comedians, yeah. Other comedians, especially like outside in the parking lot after, or just hanging out and just riffing off of each other. That always makes me just laugh the hardest. And then that's great because Doug and I do that constantly with each other.
Yeah.
And when he's naked, I always laugh really hard as well. But that's obviously predictable.
It's the scars.
It's the scars. The whipping scars. It just makes me laugh because I remember all the times I whipped him and I'm like, oh, that was so funny.
Wow. Wow. That's some sick and twisted shit. But we enjoy it. It's just what we do.
Yeah. Awesome.
No judging. It's all sacred in the marriage bed because we're married.
We do have a safe word.
We have a safe word. It's safe word.
It's safe word. It's the only one you can
remember. Safe word. Safe word. Safe word. Okay.
What is that from?
Oh, well, there's the safe word, the cacao from Portland. India.
Oh, yeah.
And we actually tried that one. We just thought we'd just take theirs for a while. Because we're like, well, we'll just use that one. Yeah. But it was like you couldn't remember it. And they're like, it's safe wood. Just safe wood. Just safe wood. Not that it's ever
George, do you have
up.
A safe word?
For what?
when sexy times.
When you perform coitus with a woman.
Or
I haven't
man.
Fucked a girl in a while.
Let's rephrase that. Have you ever had sex with a girl?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we're building a baseline here.
I feel like I now understand.
How
the anger and the
long
angst.
Ago was this? Wow.
President Bush was elected.
Was she a babysitter of yours?
No.
Okay.
Wait. You were born in what year?
H.W. Bush?
Which Bush?
G.W.
Wait. How? You were born in 86.
Five.
Age five.
85.
So how old are you now then?
29.
29.
I've dated guys younger than you.
And slept with them.
Ooh.
I think the 11 years younger.
Are you
younger,
guys trying to get at something?
No. No, Georgie, no.
Trying to help a brother out.
You're not as young as I thought you were. I'm just saying you're not as young as I thought you were younger than you are. And then, oh, this is awkward, Georgie. Ladies, wait. I feel like we need to say, ladies.
He's a love machine waiting to make things happen.
If you're listening right now, I'd like to talk about my friend George. George is a ladies' man who does not yet know it.
Do you have a profile on like any of the dating sites?
The Farmers Only, Match.com.
Jaded. Bipolar Duck.
The other mental illnesses.
No, I fucked around with a girl that had bipolar.
Oh.
She's nuts.
Would she ever go down on you? And then up, and then down?
Yeah, and then up.
And then up, and then down on you?
I'll just put it this way. She ended up getting drunk and going to a party and fucking some dude. And voila, she has a kid.
Aww.
And this was in 2009. So.
You had to break up with her then, I guess.
Sort of, yeah. Wait, not going to be with that.
Sort of.
What's the gray area? What's the sort of part?
Oh, yeah, and that's when I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
So the website...
I was always a bit off, but that sort of like put me over the edge.
Gotcha.
Coming up next on Dr. Phil.
What brings you over the
dun,
edge?
Dun, dun,
dun. Dun, dun, dun. So, ladies, you heard it. George is available.
He's a handsome man.
He's a handsome devil. If I wasn't with Doug, I'd be with George.
We did find out earlier that Ryan does date women. And so do you have a safe word?
You know, I was in the shower the other day, and for some reason I set my mind.
You have a safe word for
on
yourself.
Coming up with a joke about safe words. Like for some reason I was just set on coming up with a joke. I was like, safe words, there's got to be some material there, right?
Right.
And I was like, I've heard other material, and the only thing I could come up with was that some of the basic safe words for me aren't basic, because I use them all the time in regular everyday sex. So there's basic safe words like banana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I shout that all the time during my kind of sex, so that doesn't work for me.
Right. Get the banana! Get the banana!
Yeah.
So then it just stops things.
Yes, exactly.
Like,
so I can't use that basic one. And the other basic one is like Nebraska or something like that. And again, with my kind of sex, I am yelling that constantly.
I'm not surprised.
Exactly.
Who doesn't?
So that's what I've come up with so far with my
safe word. My safe word joke. I like where you're going with that.
Yeah.
I feel like that direction.
Do it in threes, though. Is always
that's why I need to find a third one.
A third big finish.
Yeah.
What is other safe words?
I love the comedy.
Well, you're doing left turn already.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Well, and here's the question.
We don't need to dissect
it.
Here's what it is.
Cucumber.
No, I got it. Because basic safe words, like stereotypical safe words, are banana and Nebraska.
Yeah.
So then the question is, what the third one should be, and the other safe word that I also can't use is midget donkey kangaroo fucker. I can't use that one either because I use that all the time during sex.
Do the Dirty Sanchez donkey punch.
That could be the new aristocrats joke right there. Yeah. So
what's your safe word?
So yeah, so the part that all the comedians, every time they tell it, what they can build on is whatever that third safe word is. What combination of crazy things
can
you come up
right
with?
Here, do a round robin.
Yeah, let's do that.
Really?
Let's have Teresa go first.
Oh my gosh. Can I go last?
No, always make George go first.
That's true. Okay, so wait, I'm coming up with...
So here's the rule.
Okay, give me the rules.
Is that you have to say the entire joke. You can't use the safe word banana because you use that all the time for sex.
Okay.
You can't use the word Nebraska because you use that all the time in sex. And then on the third one, you have to come up with some sort of phrase of totally ridiculous, unnatural thing that you could say during sex.
Wow, this is going
to
be hard
to try?
For me.
Yeah.
I'm
ready.
You got one?
Do it.
All right, so I can't use the word banana.
Or Nebraska. Okay.
And I can't use the word Nebraska. And I also cannot use the word porcupine. Because I use that in sex all the time.
I like this. That's a good start.
That's a good...
Imagine the porcupine.
Imagine.
Right?
Right? Well, okay, so I can't use the word banana for my safe word because I'm always yelling out banana during sex. And I can't use the word Nebraska as my safe word because it always comes up during sexy times.
Right.
So, and, you know, the other word I can't use is
anal bludgeoning.
Don't do it for me. I hate that. It is good. And I was going to do something anal, and you just ruined it, because now it'll be like I copied you.
I've stolen anal from you?
You stole anal from me. You stole my anal. Okay, I can't do toad-licking, scrotum ball, cunt surfer, motherfucker.
Wow. Yeah, she says that all the time.
I can't do that because I say that constantly during
every time
sex.
She comes.
Every time.
Like every right, okay, I got one.
Okay, oh, Ryan.
Oh, I'm go. Okay.
I wish I was going last.
I can't say banana. My safe word can't be banana because I say that all the time during sex.
Yeah.
My safe word can't be Nebraska because I say that all the time during sex. I also can't use the safe word, Grandma, can I please have another cookie? Because I say that all the time during sex.
That's so good. Know we were going in that.
Oh, it's whatever you want.
That is how awesome this game is.
That is
Father, just, may I have another blessing?
You
I
just
can't
did
say
it.
That.
Don't write it down. That is it. You've won.
But
you
that,
can't. No.
We haven't heard George.
Yeah, George, do you have one?
Hold it. Don't forget that. Say,
I don't joke. Even know how this game goes.
I'm so stoned right now.
He's not even. He's had so much celery and
honestly,
like,
it looks
lettuce.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Honestly.
No, you don't want to play?
You guys can play. I'll just watch.
Okay.
I don't care. Right.
That's what he always said to us.
That's what he always does.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that when you guys propositioned him earlier, that's exactly what
he said. Exact
his
words. Yeah. You guys can play. I'll just watch. So I think, though, getting back to it, Ryan, that was perfect. And I don't even know if it could be approved upon.
I'd give it a try. That's the whole point.
I would go for that.
No, just write that or something like do it. Write it. Live it.